good artist. She can draw anything.
Violet's face turned red.
Not anything, Benny, she said. But I'm sure I can design a nice sign for your door, Mr. Grayson.
And no one better throw garbage on it,
Benny said, as he ate the last crumb from his plate. Mr. Grayson looked confused.
Garbage?
Henry explained what had happened earlier at the food pantry. Mr. Grayson seemed surprised.
You weren't hurt, were you?
He asked.
Oh, no, Jesse said. Nothing like that. It was just messy.
Mr. Grayson crossed his arms. He stared out the window.
I don't understand it, he said. Who could be doing these things?
Noreen hurried up to the table.
I'm sorry to interrupt, she said. You're needed in the kitchen, Mr. Grayson.
Sorry, children, he said. I have a lot of work to do. But if you want to paint the food pantry, you can get the supplies at the hardware store. I will call Mr. Carroll. He will put the charges on my account.
Mr. Grayson got up and walked back to the kitchen.
Mr. Grayson sure is a busy man,
Benny said.
Yes, said Violet. And he seems quite upset about the problems with the food pantry.
We should get to the hardware store, Henry said. We have a lot of work to do.
The children parked their bicycles in the alley by the food pantry. They walked around the corner to the hardware store. Inside, they looked at all the color choices for paint.
There must be every color in the rainbow here,
Jesse said.
How will we ever choose?
Violet admired all the many shades of purple. It was her favorite color.
This one matches your hair ribbons and your shoelaces,
Benny said, pointing to a pretty shade of violet. Violet smiled. She often wore something purple with each of her outfits.
Yes, it does, Benny. And look, this color matches your shirt.
Violet showed her brother a golden yellow paint.
That yellow would certainly brighten up the food pantry,
Jesse said.
I agree, Henry added.
Can I help you, kids?
A dark-haired man in a flannel shirt stood in the aisle.
I'm Mr. Carroll. Are you the Aldens?
He asked.
Yes,
Jesse answered. She introduced her sister and brothers.
We're here for some paint.
Mr. Grayson told me you would be stopping by. Did you pick out a color?
We think this golden yellow would brighten up the walls,
Jesse said.
That's a good choice,
Mr. Carroll agreed.
I'll get you started with a few cans. If you run low, you can come back for more.
Mr. Carroll grabbed a cart. He mixed the paint, then he put the cans in the cart. He also put brushes, rollers, and paint trays in the cart.
Wow,
Benny said.
That's a lot of stuff. I can't wait to paint. I'm going to paint one whole wall by myself.
Mr. Carroll laughed.
You might need your brother to help you with the high places, he said.